November, Yankee, Kilo, Flash, Romeo, 6-1, repeater. The time is 11 a.m.
Your mobile. Going around today, W2T, sitting at home.
Good morning, Rusty. I see some of your kinfolk out here in the field up here on Highway 11. They got long ears and a bushy tail.
I'm just in ornery enough thing to come out there and beat you about the head and shoulders with an ugly stick. Oh, that wouldn't do me any good because you're already ugly.
Well, I can't deny that. Well, I'll give you a hint. It was what Festus rode in Gunsmoke, but, shoot. Well, we just turned on the Highway 11 from Highway 25 and are headed home, hopefully soon, because they didn't have any rest stops on Highway 25.
Now, nothing up that way. You got, that's just, you know, you'll have to just put, just cross your legs a little tighter. Anyway, I'm back in town, so I thought I'd just give you a holler here. Got to go take care of things. I was getting ready to head out the door when I heard you holler.
Safely back home. How long you been home?
I've been back in the house since yesterday, but I spent Monday and Tuesday night in a hotel room because I didn't have any power here. I'll have to call you on the phone one day and tell you all about it instead of taking up time here on the radio because it was a... It was a really uninteresting several days here while I was getting power back.
Is it the wind and weather?
So we think, we're pretty sure Duke Energy and everybody in concern to see it said it's probably for some idiot truck with too high a load on it coming down my road and yanking the power lines loose from the power pole across the street and also tearing up all of my lines running ripping my meter base off the pole where it was mounted, my breaker box and everything else. So after $800 worth of work, I'm back in the house again. Got power back on after it was inspected and everything. Duke Energy got out here about 2:30 yesterday and got my power back on.
Well, why would that cost you? That wasn't your fault.
But their responsibility only goes as far as the wire that connects to my feed that comes down to the meter box and down to my breaker box. And since my breaker box and the meter box were not mounted on the house, the insurance on this unit does not cover the damage to that because it was not mounted on the house. It was mounted on a pole 25 feet away from the house.
There's got to be red tape, don't there, Rusty? Well, that just stinks. You would think it would have been their responsibility, but I understand what you're saying. Oh, well, so life goes. Seems like that stuff flows downhill, and a lot of times we're in the gutter.
In all, it looks like I'm going to come out. I'm going to be better off because I've got a new setup out there so that I've got a better setup for the... I've got a regular breaker instead of an old fuse, a extra box with a fuse that ran out to where my well was to power the pump in the well. So that makes it easier. And if I need to turn off it, all I got to do is go out there and flip that one breaker in the box instead of playing through all kinds of games if I need to shut the well off for some reason.
Well, thank God it wasn't really, really cold weather like, about 8 or 9 years ago when it dropped down to 12 degrees. That would have been disastrous to the inside of your house, but I imagine you still lost everything in the fridge.
To be on the safe side, anything that would have been stuff that would have been affected by it, I just threw it all away. I got a trash can in the kitchen that I got to carry out today and put it in the trash can outside because there's a lot of food in there and things. I got a few more items to throw in it today and get everything going. So, and all getting everything back. All right, well, let me run. I've got to go do a couple things in the house, then I got to get on the road and go put a little go juice in the car and then run up and pick up my iPad and pick up a little bit of groceries. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
Have a good day, and we're glad you got back safely.
Hi, Rusty.
That's the War Department. Most you hear out of her. 73 W2T-N0TR, clear.
This is Ewan. Tom, I don't think you're that ugly. I'm not going to abuse you.
Good Lord's got a place for liners, Bill, and it's a lot hotter than where you're at now.
But you know,
it's 2 degrees. Can't complain. When we come out to the car this morning, and I'll tell you where it was at. You ready to copy Morse code? Da di da di di da di 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 da di da da da. So there you have it. And it was 34 degrees up there.
I think you had a little key click there. I didn't copy all that. That doesn't matter. I know. Yeah, okay. Place starts with an H. All right. Anyway, well, good for you. But it is nice out here. Yeah, there's no kidding. It's really nice. So I'm headed over towards Greenville Tech, that area. Got a place I'm going to go. But it's nice to get outside. I walked my dog this morning, and it was quite cool when I got up this morning. It was chill neat. Matter of fact, when I went to get the newspaper, a little plastic bag on it was covered in frost. So it got reasonably cold last night.
It really did. It's a little bit better, Bill, but it's a gorgeous day out here. No, I'll slow down because I know you have a rough time with Morse code. It started with da-di-da did. Did-da did-it-it. And now, how copy?
That's why I said the place actually starts with an H, the name of the place.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it starts with Cherokee Casino. That's just the initials. Quite correct. Here is Cherokee Casino. Oh, we're passing a beautiful place up here. I don't know who bought this place up on 101 quite a ways, but it used to be, what was that, Bernice, down there? A Christian school. My, they made a beautiful home out of it. It's so pretty up here, Bill, just between our house and Highway 25. I think Steve lives up here. And I envy him, I'll tell you for sure.
Where he lived one time, up there off 11. I'm sure it's very pretty. That old, like you say, the whole area is pretty. Well, where I live, it used to be out in the country. I mean, really out in the country. Especially when my brother moved out there almost 30 years ago. Of course, he no longer lives there, here. But this whole place is just built up. We used to have all kinds of deer every night, and now it's just really scarce. Between the 12 month a year shooting, bow and arrows, rifles, the loss of the habitat and everything, we just don't have much deer coming anymore. They don't have a chance, but what really gets me, though, is our hunters that are around there who hunt every month of the year. It doesn't matter.
SN0TR, turn right on 101. I got a Camaro behind me that's got mucho horsepower compared to ours, and I'm going to let him get around. Let him drive around me here. Because he's tailgating me, so I'll just give him the courtesy of pulling over here. He went right on around. He got more horsepower than I got. Anyways, I don't like tailgaters. Our house was the same way, and thank God the way it's situated there. We can't see them 400 houses being built up at the top of that big hill over 101 there, that O'Neill addition. It's amazing. Now they're starting to annex places around us. And ours was country-like. It still is. But just a few blocks away, the traffic is 10 times or exponentially worse than what it was when we moved down here. Very few cars up in that area on 101. Now it's a traffic jam when school lets out. It's a traffic jam when people go to work and come home. Kind of spoils that Kansas atmosphere for us, Bill.
Yeah. Scared away all the pheasants as well. Well, that's just the way it is, I guess. I tell you what I really don't like about all that shooting and everything going on. I may have told you, but about 3 months ago, Lane said she asked me to come over there to the kitchen sink. We got a bay window where you put flowers out in it, you know, that gets light and everything. And she says, there's a hole there, and I looked at it, it's a bullet hole. I mean, it's a real live bullet hole in that, and it's made out of plexiglass, so it didn't shatter. But there is a definite bullet hole, and it wasn't there beyond 3 months ago.
You know, we can still shoot down in the backyard, but don't do it, but usually once or twice a year when the kids come home, and I have a berm and a target with 4x4s holding it up, and I bought a quarter-inch plate, and it's angled and behind it, and so very little danger or anything, and then it's solid timber behind us. But I don't go out there and shoot once or twice a year, and the neighbors don't care, but I'm sure they can hear it. But the police pistol range is just about a mile from us, so we hear that quite often. Well, the bad thing is that Phil had to move before that other event happened, and I wish he was still there by you. That'd make you even closer. And that was a wonderful arrangement you guys had there, Bill.
Look after each other's dogs and stuff like that. When somebody needs a ride, or very convenient, but the other factors sure outweigh the convenience, I tell you that. Well, sometime this beginning of next month, that old situation will be past tense. I'm talking about Phil.
Never seen a good one of those. It's funny that last night when we were up there in the hotel, Bernice and I called this lady that she married a guy, she's 69, she married a guy 82 across the street, and I told Bernice, I said, that ain't gonna last, and because he's rather odd. He's a nice guy, but very, very odd and regimented, and she wasn't. She's just precious, and we both just loved her, and it lasted about, what, a month, Bernice? 2 months. We went to their wedding and all, and like I said, I've never seen a good one of those, Bill. Well, I called an old boss of mine. He was actually not, well, I guess you'd call him my boss. He was my superintendent up in Kansas. I called him the other night before New Year's just to surprise him, or Christmas, along in that area, and wished him Happy New Year. And he was flabbergasted. Hadn't talked to him in years. And when we was back in Kansas last year, I asked his son for his phone number. He lives down in Louisiana now. Really enjoyed that. But he said, you mentioned the pheasants and quail and that, and he said that these floods last year, he come back up and hunted with his sons this fall. He said, there's just no quail at all. And they had dogs. And believe me, he's quite the hunter. I even went hunting with him while he was a boss on the floor. And we went coyote hunting back then. Later on, I just shot them with cameras and not rifles. But at any rate, there was lots of coyotes, and they were a problem for the farmers. There was no quail at all, and it killed off all of the pheasant population. I think the limit now is down to like 2 pheasants, and it used to be 5. But he said they walked miles and miles and miles. That kind of confirms what I heard from a friend of mine who's a farmer up there by Great Bend in the middle of Kansas. And he said that the floods last year were horrendous and really bad on the crops. So that's unfortunate, because when I was a boy, the quail was one of the biggest things that we hunted over.
Unfortunate. But it's that's good about calling your friend that you used to work with, or you work for, or whatever. I expect he was surprised. There's, when I got out of Auburn, this is like 69, and the first job I had after graduating was at the Charleston Naval Shipyard. I had been a co-op student with the Navy to begin with, so I just went ahead and took a job with the Navy as a civilian. But they, there was a fellow there that was about 20 years older than I was. So that put him in his early 40s. He had actually been a World War II vet in the Navy. But anyway, I always kept up with him. I left shipyard like in, I think last time I was there was 74. And, on the interstate here, trying to jockey among the lanes here. But anyway, trying to make that short story really long. I talk to him every year. We always exchange a Christmas card, even though he's Jewish. And they were just really good folks. He really helped me when I first got out of school and was in that job. Really nice guy. Well, you know, time has passed when I talked to him on the phone, I guess first part of January, and he's now 94. His wife has dementia. They're moving to Atlanta house, and they're going to be, she's going to go to a, I'll call it a nursing home, and then he's going to be staying with his daughter-in-law there. So, you know, I would say something. His name's Herb. He's the most upbeat person I've ever met. I mean, he was talking about all that, and there wasn't a hint of gloom or doom or anything in his voice. N4AQ.
Well, Bill, yeah, most of my superintendents and that are up in their 90s, and I still keep in touch with the vice president of our company that I worked for 32 years, and I love him and his family, and Maurice used to sew for his wife, and he never cut you any slack. He was a vice president, but anytime that I had something that I didn't like or wanted to gripe about, I could feel free to walk into his office, and there's not too many companies you could do that at, and he'd listen. So I still keep in touch with him and their family by email. In fact, I think Bernice or altered their wedding dress, didn't she, for their daughter. And it's just nice to keep in touch. And I'll tell you a funny story about him. Now, he said that himself, so I'm not making slurs or anything here. But we asked him one time what his nationality was, and right in front of all of us, he said, "Well, my dad was Italian." And he said, my mom was a Navajo. And so one of them was Italian, one of them was a Navajo. He says, "That makes me a Wapaho."
That's funny. That is funny. And hello, Bernice. Well, I bet he didn't meet her in Italy. That's for sure. Well, that's interesting. Well, it's always nice when you can keep up with people like that. I've got good, my really good friend that lives in Birmingham, and I met him when I started that job I was telling you about in 69. Matter of fact, I introduced him in the ham radio, and his wife still complains about it. But, of course, we keep in touch. We have a weekly skid. We don't make it every time, but probably, I was telling you, every two-thirds of the time we make the skid. That's, it's nice when you can have a friend like that you can keep in touch with. You know, there's just a lot of people that are just acquaintances. Good people, good acquaintances, but for one reason or another, you just don't keep in touch like that.
I had one other one that I really admired a lot, and when McNally shut down, I went to, I worked at a printing plant for a year and got laid off. They laid off 9 of us. It was too heavy in maintenance, they said. And then, so I went to a wheel plant for 4 years until they shut that down and sent it to Mexico. Now I was getting ready to retire. And then worked another year in a hospital, but superintendent, I guess you'd say, of all maintenance, he was the head of all maintenance, was Fred Talbot, and he and I still keep in touch. Right after I went to work there, they said, nobody touches those helium leak detectors, Tom, with that mass spectrometer and all that stuff, except you and Bill and the other big guy that died, Charles Wilson. Just nobody touches it. And he said, they told me, he said, he'll check you. And a few months after I'd been there, one day I was under the machine changing a filter that was very difficult to get at. And we were preventative maintenance. It was a great job. Worked 10 hours Friday, 12 Saturday, and 12 Sunday, which was 34, and we got paid for 40. Underneath that table and taking that filter out, and I just happened to glance over at the other side underneath one of the roller tables there where the wheels come down, and there was Fred just sitting there watching me, and says, "Carry on, Tom. It's just a nice job." Nobody was in the plant. It about scared me to death other than maintenance people, you know. And, you know, he never, ever checked me after that. And we still stay in touch. And I really admire him. He's the operator of the power plant now in Riverton, Kansas. And I always knew Fred would do good. He was a smart guy. He'd listen to you. And he was my boss's boss. But we still write emails back and forth. Well, Bill, I've enjoyed the conversation. Thank you for riding. It keeps me alert. And thank the good Lord we got home safely. I don't like driving through those mountains. We'll talk to you down the line. N4IQ and 0TR73s.
Okay, one day you're going to go up there to that CASINO, and you're going to see my brother and his girlfriend. And I'm still debating what to call her, girlfriend, fiance. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to ask them what the proper wording is. But anyway, she goes up there quite a bit. They're kind of like you, I think. You tell me you set aside a certain amount, and then that's it. Pretty much what they do. And she takes her daughter, and sometimes it's a family event, but they go up for entertainment. But they go fairly often, so I wouldn't doubt you're going to run across the hill one of these days up there. Phil just plays the penny machines. I think she gives him the pennies. All right, 73, so I'm about at my destination as well. N0TR, this is N4IQ. Curity.
I lost $40, but I don't ask Bernice because this is her vice, not mine. But it is a beautiful place. Get a room up there sometime and do it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, not on the weekend. And it's got a trout stream running right under it. It's quite beautiful, especially when it's all green up there, which it isn't now. But you'd enjoy it. And that would be Phil's better half. 73, catch you later. N0TR.
This half, I tell you. All right, 73's. N4IQ.
KN4, UBG. KN4, VWA.